You're listening to SBS News.
Wade Hurley is the head brewer for Capital Brewing Company in Canberra. He's one of thousands of business owners desperately trying to keep cash flowing since the government called last drinks at pubs and clubs.
Yeah, it's devastating. It's kind of crazy to see how quickly things can change. You know, you take it for granted coming to work every day. And in 1 week, you know, everything can change so quick. It's very stressful. Haven't slept much the last few weeks. Had to lay off some of my best friends that work here with us, which has been terrible. I think about over 40 people have been laid off here. All the taproom staff, some of our sales, some of the brewers. It's really slowed down.
Capital Brewing is just the kind of business the government says it will help keep afloat, pledging the biggest stimulus package in Australian history. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the package will support those suffering from the COVID-19 pandemic, who have lost 30% or more of their revenue. Mr. Morrison says the JobKeeper allowance will apply to workers who have lost their job since the 1st of March and encourage employers to bring full-time staff back on when restrictions are lifted.
Today I announce that we are committing $130 billion over the next 6 months to support the jobs and livelihoods of what we anticipate of being almost 6 million Australians.
The $1,500 a fortnight JobKeeper allowance paid directly to companies will aim to keep on workers during the so-called hibernation. At about 70% of the median Australian wage, the payment is open to full and part-time employees, sole traders and casuals who have worked for a business for more than a year. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the support is necessary right now.
Extraordinary times call for extraordinary measures, and this new $1,500 a fortnight job keeper payment will provide job security at a time when it's needed most. This payment will give working Australians their best chance of keeping their job and keeping them connected to their employers so that they can bounce back in the recovery phase.
Charities and not-for-profits also qualify, as well as 444 unprotected special category visa holders from New Zealand. The announcement follows a petition signed by 250,000 people asking the Morrison government to extend Centrelink payments to New Zealanders on special category visas. Michelle O'Neill is the president of the Australian Council of Trade Unions. She says while the package is a positive development, the ACTU is concerned it hasn't come fast enough, with plenty of businesses already laying off staff or needing immediate support.
We think that that needs to be more like the amount that's payable in the UK, which is 80%, and so that would be something like $1,375, which is the median wage in Australia, rather than the $1,500 a fortnight, which is only, of course, $750 a week. So we want to see it increase.
The union is also concerned the scheme won't be extended to temporary work visa holders of other nationalities. Miss O'Neill says the message to businesses is clear.
Well, business owners can keep people in jobs. This should be a clear message to the business community and to organisations that they should not be putting people off, not be making people redundant or having them lose their jobs. They need to keep them in employment, and then there'll be a subsidy from the government that will assist them in paying their wages.
Stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Karkatzel, SBS News.